everybody, to another edition of the Philly Sports Pack, the Philly Sports Cat Cave. And tonight we'll be recapping week number 9 of the NFL and predictions for week number 10. Tonight my co-host is Kenneth Williams. How are you, Kenneth?
Good. How are you, Les?
Good. You were at the Eagles game yesterday, and so how was that?
Man, it was good. It was good. The first half, I mean, the defense really showed out the play, holding the Bears for just 10 yards, the total offense. Amazing. I don't know what happened to cause the, like, the slow start, or just the play calling was just really whack in the second half to allow them to make that quick 14-point jump. But that final, I'll say, drive that led to that field goal, excellent. Very, very excellent. And I think could have been better scripted and have them kick in the kickoff, the final kickoff led to the fumble, recovering. Great.
Yeah, but I heard. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, but I would say anything. I think it's something wrong with Doug Peterson, and I don't really like is his play calling. That he sees something working, but doesn't want to stick with it. He wants to jump to something else, and I think that really killed him in that momentum in the second half. I mean, the opening kickoff, he took the opening kickoff. The second half, scored a touchdown, and then it's like he wanted to start almost through Atlanta. What they did to a Patriot, how they blew the want to throw the ball. I'm like, Jordan Howard throwing the ball down the throats. Why are you going to stop that to be pretty?
Exactly. I don't understand why they go away from the run after a week where they ran the ball and they were successful. I mean, I know there was bad weather last week and the conditions. They had to run the ball, but why do you have to keep passing? We have no Alshon is the shelf himself. No D-Jack. Holland sucks. Nelson sucks. Ertz had his best game of the season. And what am I missing? Other than that, we have nobody. He missed out on Josh Gordon. We'll get to that later with the Sean Jackson news. So I don't know why they don't keep running. They have a good tandem with Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders. Whenever they use those two, they're successful. I just don't understand the play calling by Doug Peterson. I heard the offense was lackluster, was really not great. They're lucky that. I mean, it should have been a blowout, from what I've heard.
Yeah, it should have. We really should have. I mean, I was expecting to like lead the game in the middle of the third quarter or something. Like you know how the traffic time was. Once the game gets wide open and you know it's no chance of a comeback.
Yeah.
But I kind of felt like sitting in there watching that. I felt like I was like watching the Carolina game of last year.
Yeah. From what I saw, I kept looking at my phone because even Doug gave me some updates because he was working too, and it was like 19-0 at one point, or 12.
Yeah, it was 19-0. It was 19-0, and then that's when they decided to make a comeback. The closest
and
in these quarters.
When I finished work, it was 19-14. It was like.
Yeah.
Wow, this game is too close. This game is close. Closer than I thought it would be. I mean, closer than I thought it would be when it was 19-0. I thought it would win like 19-3 or something, 26-0 or something. I thought they were going to shut them out.
I thought they was gonna really like either shut out or at least 30-point game.
Yeah. Just a little update. Dallas just scored a touchdown, and it's 30-18 Cowboys. So, but fuck the Cowboys and fuck the Giants. This game is kind of boring, but anyway. Yeah, the Eagles go into the bye with a 5-4 record. It looks like the Cowboys are going to go and win their fifth game of the season and be 5-3. They'll still be half game up. You go into the bye. After the bye, we have the Patriots, an angry Patriots team that has 2 weeks to prepare, 2 weeks to prepare for us. And the way our offense is looking, that defense is going to be angry. So yeah, I think I'm already predicting a loss for that. And plus, they're out for revenge for the Super Bowl. So
no, I kind of figured. I have mixed feelings about that game altogether, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I mean, I had a mixed.
Everybody saw it. There's an upset coming.
Yeah, I called it last week, remember? I said Ravens would win.
Yeah.
I saw that win coming. It was before the bye week. The Patriots were due. Baltimore's coming off a bye. Baltimore's at home. It's Sunday night. They haven't seen Lamar Jackson. And Lamar Jackson's having a great season. So.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people, what I said today was more like a blueprint more of a New England blueprint, because I think New England went into this game, the Sunday night game, knowing that they're going to have to face each other in the playoffs. So I think what people are saying is Bill Belichick needed a blueprint of what to expect, of where they had to host them in Foxborough. Because I don't think they didn't hurt. In Foxborough.
The thing with Baltimore, Ravens always have, for some reason, they have New England's number, even in the playoffs. Cause remember the year that the Ravens won the Super Bowl? I think they beat New England in the AFC Championship game, if I'm not mistaken. But I think that
was
in Baltimore.
No, that was in New England.
Baltimore has history. Yeah.
And the sad part is, I learned this today too. Joe Flacco was the last quarterback to beat New England twice in a year.
Yeah. So John Harbaugh has Bill Belichick's number in the playoffs for some reason, somehow. John Harbaugh is a good coach. Let's just put it out there. He turned Joe Flacco into a Super Bowl winning coach. And if Baltimore gets past the right now, I think Baltimore is probably the only team in the AFC that can beat the Patriots in the playoffs and have a legit shot at winning the Super Bowl. Their team is solid all around. They have a solid defense. Lamar Jackson's playing out of his mind. You have a great running game with Mark Ingram. And they have a good coaching staff. And they have good special teams. They have a good kicker. So I like this Ravens team. They're a good overall team. And I think if anybody is going to dethrone those Patriots, it's going to be them.
I agree with they are a good team.
And Now, it could be Baltimore and San Francisco and rematch about Super Bowl. What was it, Super Bowl 4? The next 40, Super Bowl, so.
No, 40, something like that. I think it was like 47, 48.
When the lights went out, the hardball ball. So, I'm not saying it's going to be that, but both teams are playing great, you know.
Well,
the Niners are the last undefeated team.
I think what Bill Belichick wanted was a blueprint to see, well, if I set you up and gave him, and he threw a lot of different looks at Lamar Jackson too, just to see how he was going to handle or react to it. And I think it's more like a blueprint. It was like, some people call it a throwaway game. A lot of sports writers I seen watching ESPN, people say, well, he wanted a blueprint of if I throw this at him, how would he react? Okay, he reacted this way. Okay, let me throw this at him. I gather information up the whole, because I really think he's going to meet new Baltimore in the playoffs. But the only problem is you're going to Foxborough.
Right now, no. If New England loses to us or loses, because New England has a tough schedule coming up. They have us, you have Dallas, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Who else do they have? Houston. So they can lose at least two more games, and Baltimore loses one more game, and they finish with the same record. Baltimore has the tiebreaker. All Baltimore has to do is finish tied with them, and they have the home field. So I wouldn't rule out Baltimore having home field in that AFC Championship game they make. And so, but we'll see. I mean, as I said, the Patriots are going to come into Philadelphia not only for redemption for the Super Bowl, but 2 weeks to prepare. You get Bill Belichick 2 weeks to prepare for us with revenge on their mind against us. In the Super Bowl,
not really
2 years ago.
Really prepared for it. I mean, yeah, everybody's going to be upset that you're going to use the fact that we beat them in the Super Bowl. Yeah, we're going to be. Everybody's going to use that as momentum as a catalyst. You know, trying to break down the Super Bowl, but the Super Bowl's two years overdue. You can't really keep using that as a catalyst of. We beat you guys in Super Bowl. Ha, 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 ha. Okay.
Yeah.
You beat us in Super Bowl.
But
they got their third Super Bowl win when they beat us in Super Bowl 39.
Yeah.
Nobody's never won. The only thing we did when we won that Super Bowl was keep you guys on a three-peat.
Yeah. But I think as I said, New England's going to come in 2 weeks prepared. Their defense is going to be angry. Our offense has to step up. I don't know how that's going to be possible because we have, as I said, no receivers that are, unless Alshon starts to play like he was playing 2 years ago, unless we sign somebody. I don't know who's out there besides Jordan Matthews, who I do not want. But I think
everybody's saying that. Here's the funny part. People are claiming that they want Antonio Brown. We went out to sign Antonio Brown. Right, Antonio Brown on Twitter said himself that he don't want nothing to do with Philadelphia. He didn't say why. He just said he didn't want to come to Philadelphia. But why is he and I don't understand this. You have a star wide receiver in Antonio Brown. Who already stated that he don't want nothing to do with Philadelphia or come to the Eagles. Why are Eagle fans so obsessed of wanting of the sign? The man just said he don't want to come and play for the Eagles.
Desperation. We're so desperate that we want Jordan Matthews back. That's how desperate we are.
I'll take Jordan Matthews over anybody else.
I mean, Michael Crabtree's out there. I mean, we had a chance to get Jordan, Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon.
We sat on our hands and didn't claim him. So.
Well, Josh Gordon's injured.
No, he said he's not injured. On Instagram, he said he's not injured. He should be playing. He might even play next week.
Well, she's out of Seattle now, right?
Yeah, next Monday night. That's going to be a good game next Monday night. You finally get a good Monday night game.
Hopefully.
Richard Sherman versus the old team on Monday night. Ooh. Russell Wilson, MVP. It's going to be a great game. I can't wait for that game. So let's talk about the other games. I mean, I didn't see it, but we can still talk about it somewhat.
Yeah, I saw some of the London game, 9:30 game in the morning. It was 9:30 game in the morning. But I'm sitting here trying to get ready to go to a football game myself.
We both thought that Jacksonville was going to win that game. Houston's for real, too. Watch out for Houston. They're going into the bye, too. So, they're a dangerous team, too. Well,
I don't think
Kansas City. Kansas City squeaked out a win, 26-23. They came back. What were you going to say?
I want to get to Jacksonville for a minute. I think what Jacksonville is, you got to realize you're dealing with a rookie quarterback in Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
Who Nick Foles still can play and still look in the eye to make a return. I think after week 11.
Yeah, I think I did a bye. He's available.
Because Jacksonville's on the bye this week too, right?
Yeah, because they were in London. So. Yeah. Us, Washington, Jacksonville, Houston, because they were in London. The four of us. Who else is on bye? Hold on, I have it. Houston, us, New England, and Denver.
So Jacksonville and the whole AFC North, not North, South, that's a real close. I mean, Houston's playing well, but they're not playing well enough to be bust open. You have Indianapolis, who I thought was going to be a bust. After the whole Andrew Luck retirement, it's showing people that they're into a fight this year.
Yeah, but they just lost Jacoby. I was Jacoby Brissett. He has an MCL sprain, so he might miss a game or two. Hopefully not, because I have him on my fantasy.
I heard.
And then you got Jacksonville and Tennessee, who are both 4-5. I mean, Houston's not running away with that division, but by any means. But Jacksonville, you think Nick Foles is going to start when he's available? Do they go to Nick Foles?
I would say you go to Nick Foles and let him play. If Jacksonville is still able to win the AFC North and make a playoff run, I will start Nick Foles. If that's what I'll say. But if you don't plan on making a playoff run or don't feel like you're going to be in the playoffs, don't risk it. Why risk coming back being re-injuring something where you can just get completely 100 and start over again?
You think Minshew, whatever his name is, Minshew is the future?
Yeah. I think he probably could be a starting quarterback.
Now, if he starts the rest of the season, that means it's going to next season with him as a starting quarterback, right?
I'll say,
do you look to trade Nick Foles?
I'm saying, why are you going to start a star quarterback? You're paying Nick Foles all this money.
Number one,
you're not going to make the playoffs. So why come back and rush someone off injury to play a couple of games for what? Stat purposes?
Yeah.
Get experience.
That's true. Because he injured his shoulder. So
Yeah.
You don't want that to. You don't want him to injure that again. So it's going to be an interesting storyline once they come off the bye, because I think he's eligible to be back after the bye.
Well, you said you got Gardner Minshew in Jacksonville. You also got Bridgewater. Bridgewater was, what, 5-1 in the absence of Drew Brees. Everybody thought the Saints were going nowhere when Bridgewater had their step in, come in.
Yeah. Speaking of Drew Brees and the Saints, they're coming off bye this week, and they're going to play Atlanta. So that's going to be that game is usually a good game, but Atlanta sucks this year.
And now they have no Matt Ryan.
Is he still injured?
I think so.
What do you think of the Miami Dolphins beating the New York Jets?
The Tanker, I see that they just opened the door for Cincinnati to have a number one pick. That's what I look at.
Or the Jets have number one pick. The Jets are number tied with Miami now. The Jets only win against the Cowboys.
Yeah. But I think the Bengals are going to have no one. They're the only winning clean team out there.
Bengals are starting.
They're
playing the Ravens
next
week.
And they're starting their Andy Dalton just got benched. So.
Were they signing some quarterback? Is it a rookie?
Yeah, I think a rookie or a second year player.
So let me ask you this, for fantasy wise, I have Lamar Jackson and Drew Brees. Who would you start?
Oh, that's a funny one, but that's more like you wish that when your that's when you wish your quarterback could be a flex player that week.
Lamar Jackson was my quarterback all year, but somebody dropped Drew Brees instead of putting him on IR, so I picked him up as an insurance to Lamar Jackson, and now I have a dilemma. Who do I start? I'm 4-5. I'm trying to get into the playoffs.
I'm settled because my both my teams are just like up and down to the point that I don't even think I want to be able to qualify for like the main playoffs, but just. I'm trying to fight my way to the consolation playoffs. Let's put it that way. That's how bad my fantasy teams are. I'm trying to fight in the consolation playoffs.
I'm leaning towards Lamar because my team name is Jackson 5. So I'm going to ride and die with Jackson. So, yeah.
I would go with Lamar just for because they're playing the Bengals. And the Bengals are awful.
Yeah, and you're pretty, you can't go wrong with either one, so it's like your race is going against Atlanta, that could be a shootout. But
because
last time Lamar played
Cincinnati,
he ran all over them.
I think Lamar's
so.
More of a fantasy quarterback because Lamar gets you rushing yards, too. That's why I'll say
exactly.
Lamar
over
Reese because Lamar will get you not only passing touchdowns, but rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, because last time he played Cincinnati, he ran for over 100 yards. I think 150 yards, actually. So I'm going to stick with Lamar.
I'll stick with Lamar.
Anyway, moving on. Let's see. Carolina beat Tennessee. That's not a surprise. Pittsburgh beat Indy. That was surprising me. I thought Indy was going to win that.
Yeah.
The Seattle-Tampa Bay game, that was closer than people probably thought. That was a good game.
Whew, I was upset. What is she going to do?
Yeah, I know. I think they might have been looking ahead to San Francisco. Los Angeles, the Chargers and Green Bay. I said it last week that was one of my upsets because Green Bay was coming cross country and they were due for a loss. So, and Denver and Cleveland. Cleveland keeps on sucking. That hype train is going nowhere.
The hype train will just go. I cried game win after Baltimore. That Baltimore game was a fluke game. That was a fluke.
Yeah.
I think the Ravens were
smelling themselves at that.
I know one thing. When Cleveland and Baltimore meet again, ooh, that's gonna be a beating, and with no team wants it to happen.
Giants just fumbled in Dallas when they
were
for a touchdown.
Which game will go over after that touchdown?
You better not stand.
Well. You know, Giants haven't played a good full game of football yet, so.
Giants versus Jets next week. That should be a great game. Let's see. What else happened? Oh, the Baltimore New England game. Let's get more into that. Do you think New England was looking ahead to
no.
To
I want to go back to the fact that I don't think they're more looking ahead. I really, the more I think about it, the more I think of New England was setting up or preparing for a rematch. And I'm going to stick to that here. I know New England is going to have home field. We'll have home field in front for all the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I think,
Bill
Belichick wants to make sure that he's prepared and has know all the ins and outs of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I think they're right. I hope we get to see a rematch because I think those are the two best teams in the AFC. I don't know if you think that those two are the best teams.
I think you have three best teams right there. Yeah, Kansas City, who's still holding strong, still going well without Patrick Mahomes. So
now,
I think the race for number two is going to be between Kansas City and Baltimore.
Let me get your thoughts on that. Do you think Kansas City should wait until after the bye, which is in 2 weeks, to play him again? Because they play Tennessee, and then they play the Chargers in Mexico City, which I wouldn't even play him in Mexico City because the attitude and because of the field conditions. I would wait until after week 12.
Well, when's their bye?
What do you think? Week 12.
When's the Kansas City bye?
After the Mexico game in week 12. I mean, after week 11. So week 12 is their bye.
Yeah, I will. I mean,
because I think they're set to play him this week, but I think they should sit him.
I will wait. I mean, it's not like the only thing is really hurting Kansas City right now is the defense. The defense really, because it's just like they're giving away too many points. And I think it's more like it's not just Kansas City. I think any team with a strong offense needs a defense that's going to at least back them up. Because once you stop a defense, I mean, once you stop the offense, your defense is letting up people score. You need something.
Yeah. That's true. Now, speaking of injuries, let's get to the Deshaun Jackson news before we go to our predictions. You only have like half an hour left. What do you think? Do you think he should have had? You think he had, should have had surgery after week two too, right?
I figured that I did not know surgery was an option. I read about it. I was watching a YouTube video of someone who does reports about the Eagles, and he was talking about the Eagles, recapping the Eagles game, and then people in the chat room started talking about Deshaun following any surgery, following any surgery. I didn't know surgery was an option for Deshaun.
Yeah. I mean, because they didn't tell us what the injury was at first. They lied about.
I think they were trying to give them hopes. Or holding out hopes, and this ball fell in the wrong court.
Yeah, but I mean, it's easy to blame Deshaun, but I blame the medical staff for not being straightforward with his injury. So. But when there's nothing we can do now. I mean, he's likely out for the season because it's what 46 weeks, and 6 weeks is weeks.
Now,
and we have 7 games left.
Now here's the funny part. He said if he would have gotten the surgery done, that he was going to be out for 6 weeks. So if he would have gotten the surgery done in week two, you would be fine. Always. Right now.
Yeah. And that's why a lot of people in the fan base, including myself, is pissed. Because if he had gotten the surgery, he would have been back after the bye, and we would have him for New England. But now we don't have that guy that to stretch the field. Who's gonna stretch the field? Nelson Aguilar, he sucks. Mark Hollins, please.
I was really looking forward to J.T. Whiteside. I didn't say a Whiteside.
Yeah, I know, but I like him too.
And then,
but they're not using him.
I like him too.
I don't know why.
Yeah. I'm like, that's one reason why I watched the preview. Just to see who do you have and just the in case guys. The sleepers. That's what preseason is all about in my eyes. But the sleepers is who's going to step up and say, well, wow.
Yeah. I think. They have to sign somebody. I mean, Doug Peterson said I didn't watch it, but he said in his press conference they're going to be looking at somebody.
Like,
I don't know who that would be.
And free agency. Hopefully it's Crasher.
No.
Hopefully somebody. But I'm not worried about it. I want to stick to whoever. New England is beatable. And then people's like, well, New England is 7-0. But New England is more like the San Francisco 49ers. Who did New England really play before Baltimore? If you look at who they really played tough, they played the Jets twice, Miami, and then you
and
have
Buffalo.
Buffalo was the only, and then Buffalo, to tell you the truth, Buffalo should have beaten them.
Yeah.
If Whitersnake didn't get hurt, Buffalo would have beaten them.
But San Francisco played Carolina, and they played the Rams. So. And then they have Seattle. If they beat Seattle, then we know they're for real. I mean, I think they are for real, but people can't say they can't. They're not for real after they beat Seattle.
I've defeated teams that are like San Francisco and New England. They haven't really played nobody tough yet.
No,
like I true
New England, I'll give you that, but I think San Francisco, they played two winning teams. They played the Rams and Carolina.
Okay.
So.
A banged up Rams team and a Carolina team without Cam Newton. But then again,
yeah,
who proves that they don't really need Cam Newton's out the door. I'm sorry.
That's true.
I said you take Cam Newton, you use them up. Allen is going to be your step up guy of the new Carolina. Just trying to
exactly. Let's go to the predictions for week 10. There's no Eagles game, so we can just go straight forward. We can fly through this easily because there's 6 teams on bye. So. Los Angeles Chargers versus the Oakland Raiders on Thursday night. Raiders are 1-point favorite. No, 1-point underdog, which is over under 48. That's going to be a good game.
I'm taking the Raiders
for
that one.
I'm taking the Chargers. I think the Chargers are starting to get healthy now. And I think they win a close one, 23-20.
I'm going to go with the Raiders in this one.
It could go either way, but it's going to be a good game. I think the Thursday night games have been actually pretty decent. Buffalo and Cleveland. This should be an interesting game. Cleveland, for some reason, is 3-point favorite. And the over-under is 40.5. And yet, they're 2-6, and Buffalo is 6-2. So, what do you think? Yeah, I think I'm going to go Buffalo.
I'm off to Cleveland. I think the Cleveland is falling apart within its own organization.
But yeah, I think they're going to fire the coach at the end of the season, to be honest. I think they're going to bring in a better coach, a coach that has experience, and they might revisit that trading Odell. Who knows? It should be an interesting offseason. I'm going with Buffalo 20-10. Now, Detroit versus Chicago. Here's another team that's starting to fall apart. Chicago. They have no offense. Mitch Trubisky is terrible. How did he look yesterday? Terrible.
He looked up terrible. Terrible. I mean, we're talking about a Chicago team that total 10 yards in the first half of the football game. That's the total.
Wow.
It was just total 10 yards. I think going into the game, people are taking bets and seeing if we're going to have, if Chicago was going to win, it's because of Chase Daniels, because they were going to finally have the guts to bench Mitch Trubisky. That was the only Bears chance of winning was behind Chase Daniels over Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Detroit here. I think Chicago, Chicago is the Cleveland of the NFC. In my opinion, two overhyped teams are going into the season. And those two teams are just both were going down here, and their seasons are pretty much done. I think both teams relied on the defense last year and didn't realize how bad, bad their offenses are. So I'm going to take Detroit here. I think Matt Stafford's going to have a field day, not a field day, but I think they win a close one. I'm going to say 16-13. You take Detroit, too?
Yeah, I'll take Detroit in that one.
Baltimore and Cincinnati. Cincinnati, the Baltimore's a 10-point favorite. We don't even need. We both have the Ravens, right?
Yeah. 10 points.
I'm gonna say 24-3. And here's another supposedly easy one. New Orleans is 12.5-point favorite against Atlanta. But Atlanta always plays them tough, but there's no Matt Ryan if he doesn't play. Obviously, he's injured. I'm going to give it to New Orleans 30-10. You have about New Orleans, too?
I have New Orleans on that one, too.
And here's an interesting one. We talked about, mentioned this earlier, the Battle of New York, the Jets and Giants from MetLife Stadium. It's probably going to be half Giants, half Jets fans. There's probably going to be more of a fight in the stands than anything else. I'm gonna go with the Jets here. Just because I hate the Giants, so. I'm going to go 13-10. You go to Jets, too?
It'll be nice to see just to see the crowd reaction at the end of the tie, but I'm going to go to Jets for the Jets. So call it the quote-unquote home team. In this one.
Yeah, the Jets are a 1.5-point underdog. Tampa Bay versus Arizona. This is going to be an interesting game. I mean,
I won't go with Arizona.
I'm gonna go with Tampa Bay. I think this could be a shootout. This could be one of the best games of the weekend, actually. I think Tampa Bay wins 37-34. Speaking of the game of the weekend, what was your game of the weekend from this week?
Oh, I think the Sunday night game was the game of the week.
Yeah, that was the best game. That was my favorite game. Kansas City and Tennessee. If Matt Moore plays, Tennessee wins. If Patrick Mahomes plays, I think Kansas City goes into Tennessee and wins.
I think Kansas City wins hands down. It's about the backup quarterbacks. No, Matt. It's not Mariota no more. Kansas City wins his hand now.
Tannehill hasn't played bad. He's been actually decent. He's actually been playing decent. But
yeah, but you got your right. Tyreek Hill now is back.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. But hopefully. Hopefully they sit in Mahomes, because I think that's the right decision. But we'll see. Miami, Indy. Indy is a 10.5-point favorite.
Yeah, no, so I'll take Indy.
Yeah, I think Indy, too. Indy with the blowout, I say 24-10. That's a third team that's going to be double-digit favorite. It's three teams that are double-digit favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, Green Bay and Carolina, 5.5-point favorite for Green Bay, which I think is pretty. I thought that was going to be higher. I thought that was going to be 7. But I take Green Bay.
This game was originally supposed to be at 1:00, and he flexed it to America's Game of the Week.
4:05.
Yeah, the 4:25.
Yeah, and it's going to be the fourth. Yeah, I think it's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
I think Green Bay bounces back. I think they win probably in another shootout. I think 30-24, something like that.
I want to see Green Bay, but Christian McCaffrey in that running game, it's kind of hard. I can't pick against Christian McCaffrey. I'll definitely probably take Carolina in a stunner upset this week.
Uh-huh. The Rams and Pittsburgh. The Rams traveling cross country to Pittsburgh. I don't know. Rams are coming off a bye. This is a three. They're a 3.5-point favorite. Rams.
I'll take the Rams. I want to take the Rams in this one.
I'm going to take the Steelers. I'll take them 19. Now, Sunday night game. Minnesota and Dallas. Dallas has all these primetime games. I think Minnesota bounces back. Kirk Cousins throws all over them. He's been lighting up against the NFC, his former NFC mates. So I think he lights it up against Dallas. And Kirk Cousins throws 4 touchdowns. I think they win 28-17.
I'm definitely going to go Minnesota in this one. Definitely.
Yeah, I don't care if the Cowboys are his favorite. He played like shit today. They're lucky that they won 37-18. Just stupid fumble at the end. And the Giants are shit. But Seattle and San Francisco next Monday night. San Francisco is a 6-point favorite. Wow, that's high. I thought that was going to be. That's kind of like disrespectful to Russell Wilson in Seattle. Don't you think that's high?
Yeah, that's really high. Really high just to see that because San Francisco is not really that. I guess the first true test of San Francisco, the naysayers.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be probably a great game. Boy, I'm going to take San Francisco in close one, 24-21.
Yeah, I'm going to go Seattle to win this one, though.
Okay.
San Francisco, due for a loss, so I'm going to go Seattle.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Seattle actually won, so. But it's going to be a good game. Before we wrap up, you want to talk about the NFC takeover before NFC invasion a little bit, and then we'll do plugs and wrap it up.
Well, I didn't really watch Raw, so I don't know anything about. I mean, I watched SmackDown.
You saw SmackDown. That's what I mean. We can talk about. We can talk about that a little bit. What do you think of SmackDown overall? Do you like it too?
To tell you the truth, I look at it, I didn't see Raw, so I can't really give my opinion on that. Can say I did see SmackDown. And I think everybody, that whole invasion of SmackDown was totally awesome. It reminded me of actually the 2001 first invasion of WCW. That's what that reminded me of.
Yeah, the original invasion, not the end.
Yeah, the original, yeah.
Yeah. That's what it reminded me of, too. It kind of reminded me of the Nexus one, too, but 2001 is the good one, yeah. I think they do this right. I think it's going to be a good Survivor Series matchup, NXT versus Raw versus SmackDown. Here's a twist. What do you think? I personally think Seth Rollins should turn on WWE and go down to NXT. Go there for a little bit. Turn heel and go down to NXT. But we'll see. I mean, he had a chance to Triple H wanted him to join NXT now. But I think they're planting the seed for him to maybe turn. I think somebody's going to turn at a Survivor Series. I'll say that. Do you think somebody might turn?
It's kind of hard. It's funny, interesting. I would think. Hopefully not. Actually, I'm trying to wonder, like, what are you planning on doing with this whole Bray Wyatt as Universal Champion?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who he faces as, if he's going to be part of that. It's going to be interesting how they're going to put these teams together. If it's going to be, I'm assuming it's going to be five teams, five teams of three. And I think Seth Rollins is going to be part of Team Raw, obviously. And I think The Fiend is going to be part of SmackDown. Because Brock Lesnar is facing Rey Mysterio for the WWE Championship, so they're not going to have the triple threat match where an all NXT champion versus WWE champion versus Universal champion. So I'm assuming Adam Cole is going to be in the match too. So I don't know how they're going to do that. Because they have a triple threat tag team matchup, triple threat women's matchup. So I don't know what they're going to do with the Universal Champion and Adam Cole. But it should be interesting. AEW should be interesting this week. The first go home show before their big pay per view.
Full Gear. Yeah.
Full Gear. You could say they're probably their first pay per view since coming on TV. So it should be interesting to see what they do on their go home show. I don't even know what matches they announced this week. Do you know?
No, I don't.
But I can't wait for AEW this week too. So, before we wrap up, we'll get some plugs. Listen to Bossman Anthony in every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock on Mishra.com/DirtSheetDudes, and every Friday night after SmackDown at 10 o'clock p.m. on Friday nights at DirtSheetDudes, and listen to them every Saturday night, Hollywood Hangout, every other Saturday. I think they're on this Saturday. As far as our show, I think we might do Friday, maybe 10:30. You said you're done the work at 10:30?
Yeah, I'm done at 10:30.
Then you can jump on. We'll let you know when we're doing it.
Yeah, just let me know how you guys want to set it up this weekend, and I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, of course. But Saturday is going to be tricky because of Full Gear.
Yeah,
And you work until 10:30, so we might have to do it Friday. But we'll let you know.
All right.
Yep. Thank you, Clint, for coming on, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Just follow us, and we'll see you next time. We'll see you on Friday or Saturday night. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye, Clint.
You're welcome. Bye.
Have a good night.